It doesn't take much to disrupt a public school classroom. Students who routinely do so in Bentonville are being grouped in special rooms where they can be taught good behavior. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports that the school district says these classrooms both reflect and employ the latest research-based methods.
Our Ebaker Elementary School children play outdoors this warm spring morning, running wild or gathered in tight packs talking about things. Inside, the school children chatter as they walk single file to their next class, passing by one classroom dedicated to troubled students. Teacher Stephanie Siedsma shows us inside.
Because the word behavior room can have like a stigma attached to it sometimes, we decided to call it Club Academy.
Siedsma stands on a thick purple carpet beneath a whiteboard where children sit for story time. Rows of desks have been removed, replaced by a half a dozen workstations. She says along with grade level math, literacy, and science, each child receives intensive behavior interventions.
Which works on students' mindfulness and being like flexible with their thinking. So it helps with their social skills and their ability to communicate with other people.
Entry-level students are isolated, she says, at first.
They're still part of the classroom, but they have to learn that they have to stay in their space and learn where their personal space is and asking permission to leave their personal space.
The room accommodates second through fourth graders from across the district. A second pilot classroom at Sugar Creek Elementary is for little ones, kindergartners, and first graders. Alternative learning environments are common in Arkansas public schools, according to the State Education Department, but Bentonville School District staff say they're employing the latest research-based intervention methods. Tamara Gibson serves as executive director of elementary education. She says bad conduct is escalating across the district, especially among the youngest children.
Behaviors that, I'm going to be honest, require us maybe to clear a room.
Lindsay Lovelady, the district's behavioral specialist, elaborates.
They're aggressive towards their peers or to their staff members. Destroying of property, elopement. Sometimes we've got kids that run, and they run out of their classrooms, run out of the buildings, that kind of thing. Verbal aggression, which verbal threats to others. So it's not necessarily a one-time offender, right? It's not a one-time doer. It is repeated over time. So it's happening a lot.
Lovelady links a nationwide uptick in maladaptive behavior in classrooms to overexposure to screens, smartphones and pads, digital games, and relentless cable television watching at too young an age, she says. As a consequence, Gibson says, children play less outdoors and don't interact as much with family or friends. So when they enter public school, such children may become overwhelmed.
And it's very verbal and very interactive. There's a lot of sharing. And so when children come, and that's just not an environment they've been exposed to, for some children, they find it very hard to adapt.
Children may act out in frustration, unable to properly express their needs. Behavior class teaches them how to recognize, verbalize, and regulate emotions, make positive choices, and act with compassion towards classmates and teachers. Compliant children are rewarded with passes to lunch, recess, and special events as a means to reintegrate them eventually back into the general school population. Gibson says students targeted for behavior classroom placement first undergo rigorous assessment, followed by a parent-teacher conference, where families are made to understand the classroom assignment is temporary.
It's difficult for parents to understand, to know that their child may need services where we can help with the behaviors, but also our parents, we've had so many say, we so appreciate the support.
Our Ebaker principal, Josh Draper, says he first meets with parents to inform them about the intensive services their child is about to receive, but also asks key questions.
I first start out, tell me about your kid, tell me about the dreams you have for your child, now tell me what's going on.
And counseling support, he says, is offered to families as well. Trish Woods, the district's special education resource administrator, says the children seem to enjoy this special attention inside the behavior classrooms.
They haven't experienced much success. When they experience the success in this environment, then they just thrive. They become different children.
The district has invested nearly $250,000 to establish the new program. That investment, staff says, will be offset by less disrupted classrooms and reduced teacher stress. In Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.